online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
1 year after the Manchester Arena bombing, the local mayor says people remain scarred and the city's still recovering.
That sense of community spirit is there and it's real across all of Greater Manchester. And that means something. It has made us stronger. And in the end, that's the best response to terrorism.
Andy Burnham's been speaking ahead of a national minute silence at 2:30 today. It will be a chance to remember the 22 people who were killed during an Ariana Grande concert. The singer's tweeted to say she's sending light and warmth on a challenging day.
KMFM News.
Thousands of jobs could be at risk after Marks & Spencer announced it's going to close 100 of its stores by 2022. 21 have already been shut as part of the retailer's transformation plans to cull underperforming branches. We don't know yet if any shops in Kent will be affected. The family of Kent superbike rider Shane Burns say he's alert and in good spirits after having successful back surgery following a serious crash. He was left in intensive care and also broke his neck, chest bone and several ribs when he came off his bike in Norfolk ahead of the latest round of action in the British Superbike Championship. The 41-year-old's wife Petra has issued a statement on Instagram saying there's a long road ahead to recovery. Police are to get more legal protections if things go wrong when they're pursuing suspects. Matt's got the details for KMFM.
Approaching a red light, stand by. And he's losing control.
Police chases can be dangerous, and frontline officers say they fear they'll end up in the dock if suspects are hurt.
He's crashed.
There's also a myth police can't pursue moped riders if they're not wearing a helmet. The policing minister wants to put all that right.
I want to give greater certainty to police officers, but also a stronger message to suspects.
The government hopes it'll help police crack down on growing numbers of criminals using mopeds to carry out muggings and smash and grabs.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent couple who were faced with £45,000 worth of medical bills after a crash in Thailand are flying home today. Pete Brudenell and Abby Sontag from Thanet were in a taxi which collided head-on with a lorry a couple of weeks ago. They were both seriously injured, but Abby realised she didn't have travel insurance. Her family's been trying to raise the cash and has almost reached the target. There are new plans to reduce the number of people living in areas with high pollution levels. Measures include restricting soot from wood burners and fires and tackling ammonia emissions caused by farm waste. Meantime, calls for charging points for electric cars to be installed in all of Kent's car parks have been rejected amid claims it would be too difficult. Lib Dem councillors had put forward the idea as a bid to reduce air pollution, which they say claims 1,000 lives in Kent every year. Anthony Hook is the councillor for Faversham.
19 people dying a week is far too many. We need to do something about that. The biggest part of air pollution is vehicle emissions, and we need to push forward the time when all our cars are converted from petrol and diesel to electricity.
The council's also been accused of lacking ambition when it comes to promoting electric cars. They say there are many companies in the county promoting green transport. Dale Winton's funeral is just getting underway on what would have been his 63rd birthday. The TV star's service in central London will include a performance from Blue and readings from David Williams and Martine McCutcheon. His death last month is being treated by police as unexplained but not suspicious. A man's been arrested after reports of three people using an angle grinder to break into a storage container to steal power tools in Kings Hill. A number of items were recovered nearby after police were called to Gibson Drive in the early hours of Saturday. A false helicopter was used to search the area. A 34-year-old who's been questioned has been released while investigations continue. And Prince Harry and his wife Meghan carry out their first official engagement as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex this afternoon. They'll be at a garden party at Buckingham Palace.
Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and England manager Gareth Southgate says Harry Kane is ready to take on the challenge of leading his country at the World Cup. The Tottenham striker's been chosen as captain for next month's tournament in Russia. Kane gave his reaction in a video on England's official Twitter account.
It's an amazing honour. Obviously, you always dream of playing for England growing up, and yeah, to be the captain is that little bit more, and yeah, so excited. Obviously excited for the World Cup, can't wait to be there and experience it. So yeah, to be leading the lads out is going to be special.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.